This is Spencer King, Editor-in-Chief of AXL. AXL is the American College of Cardiologists' extended learning series featuring conversations in cardiology with the scientists who conduct research in our field and the clinicians who are translating that research into clinical practice. You're about to hear an interview from our latest issue. As an AXL subscriber, you will receive 24 new interviews each month. Plus, depending on your subscription level, you will have access to hundreds of interviews in our digital library. With AXL, you can stream or download your content for convenient offline access to your mobile device. And each interview qualifies for CME credit and MOC self-assessment points. For more information, visit acc.org/AXL.
Listen to Michael Sketch, Jr., who is joined by John Rumsfeld, Chief Innovation Officer at the ACC and Professor of Medicine at the University of Colorado. They cover digital health and cardiology. Are we there yet?
Dr. Rumsfeld, welcome to AXL.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Rumsfeld is going to talk to us today about digital health and cardiology. Are we there yet? John, maybe as a way of starting our discussion, what do you consider digital health to be?
Yeah, it's actually a great question because I think there's a lot of misunderstanding. I would define digital health somewhat broadly as digital technologies that support more virtual care, that support remote monitoring, such as using apps or wearable or non-wearable biosensors, voice recognition or other similar technologies, and artificial intelligence-guided care. But at the end of the day, digital health is mostly about care delivered outside of the walls of the hospital and clinic. So for example, I would not consider electronic health records to be quote-unquote digital health. They are a digital technology. Of course, they're one that was not designed to make our care more efficient. They actually were designed for billing, the electronic health record. So when I say digital health, I'm talking about digital technologies that make care more remote, more efficient, and improve patient-clinician engagement.
So what is the current state of digital health?
Well, I think it's fair to say that the current state of digital health is that we're not there yet, meaning there are a lot of technologies out there in digital health. We all know how many apps. Some estimates have that there's more than 200,000 or 300,000 healthcare apps alone, plus remote monitoring, and you hear a lot about voice recognition. But if you go to, as we all do, in our practice settings, in our practices, in our clinics, in our hospitals, we aren't really digitally transformed yet. When I go to clinic, I see patients pretty much the same way I have for the last 20 or more years. So right now, I think you have to say that digital health, that is shifting to more remote care, remote monitoring, using biosensors and stuff, is not part of routine cardiovascular care. It hasn't gotten there yet. There's a few reasons for that, and I'll just very briefly note them. First of all, a lot of these technologies weren't designed to be integrated into our clinical workflow. And when this does get back to the electronic health record, because even if you have a patient with remote monitoring, how do we get the data in for us to use it? Second of all is we need information, not data. We don't want to be overwhelmed with patients sending data in from these digital tools, wearables, and so forth. So we have to have a way to have a system to receive it. And another factor, although there are more, but the other one I want to mention is the payment model. As of today, as of March 2019, at least in the United States, we don't have aligned payment models to really promote us going digital, right? There are remote monitoring codes for Medicare, but they aren't quite there yet. And so until we align, the technology may exist, but it's not designed to make us more efficient, and we haven't integrated it into workflow, and we don't have the payment model. All that said, that doesn't mean we won't get there. That is the path, I do believe.
And when you look at this path, where are we going?
Well, so I do believe, as many do, in the so-called digital transformation of healthcare. That is, outside of healthcare, we have seen digital technologies transform every other sector of the economy. I mean, just look at smartphones as the most simple example, but everything from the financial sector to entertainment, Netflix, and so forth. I mean, the digital transformation of healthcare is coming. It's just the last sector of our economy to be there. And by the way, we need it because digital transformation in other sectors has lowered costs. That is it's made us more efficient. It should make our lives more efficient, actually better. It actually should improve engagement between between patients and clinicians, and it should promote health and health outcomes. So I believe strongly we will get to a digital transformation of healthcare, but it's going to take several steps. Step number one is that we need evidence, okay, just like we do for any other medical therapeutic or something we use in diagnosis and management of patients. We need to build the digital health evidence base. Number two, it has to integrate into our workflow and into our care. It might be an evolved workflow. Maybe we see patients more virtually at home in telehealth. Maybe we do bring in wearable or non-wearable biosensor data that gets in and we can manage our population of patients, either cardiologists or our care team. And we have to have aligned payment models. The one thing I would say is that somebody listening to this might go, oh my gosh, so we need evidence and workflow integration and payment models. Well, but all of those are happening. There's a slow but steady increase in evidence behind these digital health tools. We saw the Apple Heart Study presented here at the ACC 19 as just one example. Number two, we are seeing movement in workflow. I do believe we'll get to a point, I don't know, it's 3 years, 5 years, where we're seeing this sort of digital information coming right into our workflow in the EHRs, or the EHRs are going to be disrupted by this digital movement of these major digital companies. And last but not least, we are definitely seeing both the FDA from a regulatory perspective and Medicare with codes like the remote monitoring codes and the commitment to digital health. They are going to align the payment for us to adopt these. So there will come a point, it's not this year, is it next year, 3 years, I'm not sure, where we will say, hey, cardiovascular clinicians, we should digitally transform our practice.
What is the American College of Cardiology doing to help us clinicians?
Yeah, so the ACC is, believe it or not, somewhat at the arrow tip of this compared to almost all other professional organizations. I mean, I don't know if that's a surprise to ACC members, but approximately 2 years ago, the ACC board approved an ambitious innovation agenda, which is focused on digital health and the digital transformation of healthcare. But we're taking a careful approach, a roadmap approach. We're not just jumping in and saying, wow, look at this great technology for all the reasons I said before. So what we're doing is severalfold. First of all, the ACC now has a member section in innovation, okay, and with a primary focus on digital health. This is just like you can join the interventional cardiology section or the academic section. You can now join the healthcare innovation section, which will guide from a thought leadership perspective how to build the evidence, how to integrate digital health into care. So I would encourage any member interested in this topic to join the ACC innovation section. Second of all, and this is pretty unusual for a professional society, but we are actually partnering with the tech sector for the very first time. And what I mean by that is we see a lot of digital health technologies aren't really designed specifically to help us with our daily efficiency in a clinic or engaging with our patients, getting us the information we need. So instead of waiting for those digital tools to be developed, we're actually co-developing them. So the ACC has taken the pretty aggressive stance, and there's some risk here, we'll fail, but we're gonna design it by us, for us, and we'll see how we do. We are working with up to about 10 digital health startup companies and some of the established larger tech companies to carefully design and then evaluate digital health solutions such as remote monitoring with wearable and non-wearable biosensors to predict, say, heart failure decompensation or remotely manage hypertension, et cetera, atrial fibrillation. But we're very carefully designing them to be integrated into clinical workflow. And at the same time, ACC advocacy has turned its attention to digital health. You may not have heard, but the Congress has actually launched in the House of Representatives a bipartisan caucus on digital health. They've invited a very select few organizations to come and show them what their plans are in digital health. And the ACC was one of those organizations that just went a few weeks ago to present to Congress. And so we are focused from an advocacy perspective, an evidence perspective, and a clinical integration perspective on digital health. I think we do believe in the digital transformation of healthcare, and hopefully ACC will lead the way.
Dr. Rumsfeld, this has been a great discussion. Thank you very much for joining us in Accel.
It's my pleasure.
This is Spencer King, Editor-in-Chief of Accel, and you've been listening to an interview from our recent issue. For more information on how to subscribe to Accel and receive additional interviews published each month, go to acc.org/Accel.